You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 19th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I'm here today on my own to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. It's day 61 in the house, and I am by myself, but the feeds weren't crazy. Don't worry about it. We're gonna be okay today. We're gonna have a lighthearted, chill, and Netflix, chill and Netflix. That's the right term, right? Chill and podcast. We're gonna have. Feel free to join me in the chat if you are here live. You can ask me some questions as we go, and we'll have some fun with the update today. So, as I said, it was day 61 in the house, and we started the day with Cliff talking to the cameras, as we often do. Finally doing it in the backyard, I should say. Finally. This is where you do it, Cliff, in the hammock, way in the back, in the backyard. He's pretty pleased with the outcome of the week thus far. He thinks that but he is concerned about next week. He thinks that next week, he's thinking about potential scenarios. He feels like he's mostly pretty good, but he's worried about Tommy. He's worried that next week, Tommy will be targeting him. So good thing to worry about if you're Cliff. He's not sure what to do about it, though. He's considering, maybe I should go and approach Tommy. Maybe make some kind of deal with him. Maybe, you know, just talk to him. I'm not sure. But I'm concerned that if I do approach Tommy, then he will end up he'll end up spilling that and say something to the wrong people, and then I'll be in trouble. So he's not sure what to do. He's not sure where to go with this. And that's where Cliff stands yesterday morning. Tommy is going to have a conversation with Nick. Nick still wants to target Jess. Nick wants to target Jess. She only wants to target men. That's not good for Nick. Nick doesn't like her. She's coming after him. He's coming after her. The only problem here for Nick is that he doesn't know who to put next to Jess if he wins the HOH. He's running through options. Obviously not Sis. Obviously not Tommy. If he put up Cliff, Cliff would go home. He's not going to put up Cliff. He doesn't want to put up Jackson because Jackson didn't put him up, so he wants to return the favor. He doesn't want to put up Nicole, but he feels like maybe Nicole is the only person who wouldn't go home next to Jess, because the only other option is Holly, and he feels like Holly would go home next to Jess. So he's not sure what to do there. And Tommy's like, well, yeah, you wouldn't want to put up Nicole. That would not be great. And he was like, yeah. Yeah. And then if Jess won the veto, then it's like, then what do I do? Yeah, exactly. So he mentions that he wouldn't put up Jackson. He would want to return the favor that Jackson didn't put him up this week. So we'd want to return the favor for Jackson. I don't think Tommy loved hearing that. Tommy talks to Nick about Jackson and how Tommy was disappointed to hear that Jackson had been considering putting Tommy on the block, that he was an option to go on the block. Jackson basically flat out admitted it to Tommy. He said that, if the veto had been used, I wouldn't want to put you up, but you know, he basically laid out the fact that Tommy was an option, maybe not quite as much as he actually was, but he let Tommy know, and Tommy was disappointed to hear that. He felt like that's not good. I feel like I'm not in a great place with Jackson, so I'm not super into that. Tammy wants to know, are these fools really not going to target Jackson next week? The answer to that question is no, I don't think they are not going to target Jackson. I think some of them might actually target Jackson. And part of this is in this conversation here with Nick. Tommy, I think if Nick won the HOH, would push Nick to target Jackson. I think that's what's happening in this conversation. Because he talks about how he was disappointed to hear that Jackson was considering putting him on the block. He also talks about, like, I love Jackson and Holly. I do. But we can't work with them together. We can't. When they're together, we can't work with them. We can only work with them separately. That's the only thing that we can do. And so I think he's really trying to drop hints to Nick that Jackson should be the person for Nick to target. Because obviously Nick isn't going to target Cliff or Nicole. Nick is wanting to target Jess, but that doesn't really help Tommy. If Nick is the one to take a shot at Jackson Holly, I think that's Tommy's ideal scenario. I think that's what he's pushing Nick to do here. Nick says that he promised Jack that he would keep Sis safe in the house. I remember that promise being a little bit different. I remember that promise being Nick and Jack talking and Jack saying, man, you send her right into the jury right after me as soon as you can. So we'll have plenty of time in there. It's a little bit of a different promise. It's only slightly different. But I guess Nick interpreted it in a different way. So Nick interpreted it as, I need to keep Sis out of the jury house for as long as possible. So that's what Nick says to Tommy. He says, we have to make sure that you do not end up on the block next to Sis. He's basically implying that it would be a tough call between Tommy and Sis if Nick had to make that decision. Obviously, Tommy wants to hear from Nick that Nick would save Tommy over everything. Tommy made a final two with Nick. Tommy wants Nick to be loyal to Tommy, not to Sis. Tommy was fine with going down to a final three of himself, Nick and Sis, under the assumption that both of them would take him and they'd lose to him. But if Nick is even just a little bit considering choosing Sis over Tommy, then Tommy has to be very concerned, and Nick is no longer really an option for him to take down to the end. So I think this is gonna start Tommy thinking once again. We're going to see a lot of Tommy starting to adapt a lot more than we've seen in the past throughout the day. And part of this is, you know, him looking at targeting Jackson. Part of it is him now reconsidering the whole Nick situation. And then another part of it is this next part of the conversation he has with Nick, where he's wondering where Cliff stands. And Nick says, yeah, I'm not sure about Cliff either right now. I want to talk to him probably after the veto because I don't want to screw anything up. But I want to talk to him about get thoughts about where his head is at. Tommy said, yeah, I was thinking about doing that as well. Actually, I was thinking about maybe approaching Cliff with some kind of deal or something along those lines. It was very funny to me that first thing we got in the morning was Cliff saying, I'm concerned that Tommy's targeting me. I wonder if I should go make a deal with him. And then the next thing we saw was Tommy saying, I'm concerned that Cliff is going to target me. Maybe I should go make a deal with him. These two are, you can see why they've been rivals all season long. They think in very similar terms, in some ways at least. Tommy says to Nick, you know what? I worry that Cliff might target me. I'm thinking about maybe making a deal. Cliff, you know, Cliff scares me. He's dangerous. He's a threat in this game. He's smart. But honestly, at this point, I feel like I'd rather be with him than against him. And that's a 180 from where he's stood basically all season long. He certainly felt that he could make deals with Cliff and that Cliff would stick to them because Cliff is good to his word. But he's always still wanted Cliff out. He's always still been hesitant to actually work with Cliff. And that seems to be shifting a bit as Tommy is looking like he's going to be losing Christy. And Nick doesn't seem as solid as he once did. And so Tommy is starting to adapt a little more, starting to look at other options. And Cliff might be one of those options. We'll have to wait and see on that one. So then we get to Sis and Christy. Sis, this is going to be the main storyline of the day. Now, as we know, Jackson is HOH. Christy and Sis are on the block. Jackson also holds the power of veto. So because Jackson holds the power of veto, he can choose to not use it. Then one of Sis or Christy will be going home. Sis and Christy are very, very tight. Now, Sis was super pissed at Christy a couple of weeks ago, but over the course of time, she has come to reignite her friendship with Christy. She is very, very close with Christy once again and really genuinely doesn't want Christy to go home. Christy feels the same way about Sis. She does not want Sis to go home. They're trying to plan together how they can somehow save both of them. And the only way to do that is to convince Jackson to use the veto before today, Monday. The veto ceremony will take place at some point today, and one of them needs to come off the block if they both want to stay. So that's where they're coming from here. Sis's idea here is let's pitch Holly. We'll get the five back together. Okay, we'll go to Holly. We'll go to Jackson. We'll say, hey guys, let's get the band back together. You know, wasn't it great? Didn't we make some great music? Let's get us back together, and we can make a run of this thing. We just need to take one of us off the block. We'll put Jess up on the block because she's the worst, and we'll send Jess home, and then it'll be us five plus Nick. Oh, you know, us five plus Nick, that makes six. It's a new six. Let's do it. Come on. The reason being for targeting Jess is that Jess is the reason that they split up. Oh, we were about to get back together, but then Jess came and ruined everything. It's very much there. It's the Six Shooters playbook. It's we've been talking shit about each other nonstop all season long. And then when we get caught, it's that person's fault. It's Nicole's fault. It's Cliff's fault. And now it's Jess's fault. Oh, Jess, how dare she? And to be fair, it's a lot more Jess's fault than it has been in the past. But not in any meaningful way. They were really, you know, talking crap about each other. Jess is just really just was a bit messy in what she did. But that's why they're gonna blame Jess for breaking apart the six, and they're gonna get the six back together. If she fills Tommy in on the plan, Tommy's like, "Let's do it! I love it! Get the six back together! It's what I want." So Sis is gonna go and pitch this plan to Holly, and it's a long conversation of Jess bashing. Oh, Jess is the worst. Ah, why Jess? Why are you the way that you are? They said that a lot, actually. Why is she like this? Which I feel like we're having similar thoughts with the house guests at the moment when we watch Jess bash Nicole. They talk about how Jess went to Holly and apologized to for using Holly as an example after the big blow up. That Jess had been like, "Oh, I'm sorry that your name got dragged into it. I was just using you as an example. I wasn't trying to throw you under the bus," so on and so forth. Then Sis is like, "Yeah." Then she came to us and she was like, "Oh, I just went to Holly and she admitted everything. She's definitely in on all of that stuff." And Holly's just like, "What the F? Who is this person? What?" So Holly's pissed at Jess and Sis is like, "Yeah, we shouldn't let people like Jess win. She's just scared of us. She's just scared of us because we're so strong together." I would be able to do a great Sis impression if you guys didn't mind dropping the F word every two words. Like, so it's like 33% more F word in the update. Then you'd get a good Sis impression. But I guess that's how to prevent me from doing an impression of you, is just have your one defining quality characteristic in your speech be that you say effing all the time. Every other word, every two words or so. I know Nick does it a lot. Sis does it way more. Sis does it way more. So she says, "We shouldn't let people like Jess win. This, they're just scared of us. They're scared of us that, you know, because we're so strong together." And Sis says that, you know, she was pissed at Holly because she felt that Holly was insincere. But Holly says that she didn't know about the nominations. Not her fault. Sis also throws Nick under the bus, saying that he's not trustworthy, but they should bring him in as a sixth. Holly at this point points out, like, we're heading into the final eight, and I'm not sure if it makes sense to make a final six. There's only two other people. This doesn't really get you that far to make a final six at the final eight. And Sis is like, "Well, but Nick would be the first one to go." So it's really, it's, you know, final six, then five. So what about that? And Sis's pitch here, her proposal is that let's all get together and we'll swear on the Bible. We'll all five of us will get together. We'll swear on the Bible that we can't betray each other. And it'll be wonderful. America would love it if we did that and then stayed together. It would be the best thing ever. They'd be cheering. Because that's what America wants to see, is a group of five people that nobody particularly likes swearing on the Bible that they'll never betray each other. They really are the friendship 2.0, I'm telling you. Or at least they're, you know what? The sad thing, they're trying to be the friendship 2.0. They're trying and failing to be the friendship 2.0. Oh yeah, I know she called it the effing Bible. Yeah, I'm sure she did. I know. We'll swear in the effing Bible. Let's do that. That's what we'll effing do. It's perfect. They're so effing scared of us. We'll swear on the effing Bible. It'll be so perfect. All right. Christy, Jackson, and Holly are going to talk. Christy is going to follow up the pitch from Sis. The problem is that Holly hasn't had a chance to talk to Jackson about the pitch yet. So Jackson doesn't even know that Sis made this pitch. But Christy's kind of pitching under the assumption that he knows about Sis's pitch before. This is taking place a couple hours after the initial Sis pitch, or at least maybe 1 hour after. And so She's making the pitch, you know, I'm willing to do whatever it takes. You know, I just, I want us to get back together. We were so strong together. We were such a great team, so on and so forth. You know, we can't let people break us apart. These people like Jess, they throw things in and they make things up and it tears us apart and it's not fair. And, she ends up crying to them, of course, we should be working together. I want to work together with you, Jackson. She really didn't want to do this. She was just like, this goes against my whole being. I don't want to have to talk to them. But she did go up there and she made the pitch. But like I said, Jackson hadn't heard about Sis's pitch yet. I don't think Jackson even understood that he was being pitched to. I think he thought that this was just Christy, like, giving her acceptance speech of like, okay, I get it. I'm going home. I'm going to cry to you about it. I wish that things could have been different, because his response to her pitch was basically like, you know, you seem to be taking it really well. I respect your what you're doing here. And he doesn't, I don't even think he sees this as a pitch. He is not into it and it is not going to work here. So then we get to, Jackson leaves. Jackson in this conversation also, by the way, he goes, yeah, you know, the way I saw it was, you know, we were working together and I felt like I was being cheated on. Really, if that's the way I want to describe that, I felt like I was being cheated on in a relationship and it hurt. So that's where we stand now. And, Christy was like, I know. I'm sorry. We need to work together. I respect that. I respect that you're going out with dignity. Jackson leaves and Christy stays in the room with Holly, and they end up crying together. Holly says she heard the pitch. She heard Sis's pitch. She's now heard Christy's pitch, and she cries with Christy. You know, I wish this could have worked too. You know, I really do. This sucks. I hate this. I hate that it's come to this, and I hate that people like Jess put us in this position. Holly tells Christy, if I were HOH, I would not have made the same decision as Jackson. I would not be doing this. And I think she means it. Luckily, Jackson's HOH. So Holly's going to talk to Jackson after all of this. Holly lets Jackson know about Sis's pitch. And she lets him know, most importantly, that they do not have Jess. That they keep thinking that they might have Jess, because why wouldn't they have Jess? She has nowhere else to go. But they don't have Jess, because Jess has been running around doing all of these things, you know, talking about all of these things. I see in the chat some people saying that this is Holly campaigning for jury votes with Christy. I do not believe that to be the case. And I don't believe it to be the case because of what we saw between Holly and Jackson later. Holly is going to spend most of the rest of the day trying to convince Jackson to save Christy, to make another move. And so that's why I feel like this was not a ploy by Holly. I think she genuinely was crying in that moment and genuinely wants to save Christy. The problem is that Jackson does not want that to happen. So it's accidental jury campaigning. Yes, that is my perspective on this one. She talks to Jackson about how Jess is not trustworthy and you know, they can't rely on her. And Jackson says, you know what? I almost want to use the veto and put Jess up on the block. Holly's like, whoa. Like, he wanted to take Sis down and put Jess up just to put Jess up and still take Christy out. Like, I don't know if that's the right call. He's not going to do it. He's thought about it. Nick is going to have a conversation with Cliff. It's not the full conversation, I don't think, but he did want to get an idea of where Cliff's head was at. He says he tells Cliff he wants Jess out. It's his typical. It's Nick being Nick. You know, I got to get Jess out of this house. She's the worst. We gotta get Jess out. She hates men, and it's terrible. Cliff lets Nick know that he is concerned about Tommy. He's wondering if Tommy is going to target him next week. I don't know if this is Cliff trusting Nick too much or Cliff hoping that Nick runs this to Tommy in the hopes that Tommy comes to Cliff. But either way, that's what's going to happen. So Nick goes to Tommy and he lets Tommy know, oh, Cliff said he's worried about you targeting him next week. And Tommy says, I actually don't want to do that. I actually don't. So he shouldn't worry about it, but it does encourage Tommy to go and talk to Cliff some more. They don't have a conversation in this day, but I do expect a Tommy Cliff conversation in the coming days. Nick also lets Tommy that people have been hearing that Jess is saying that that they have a final three with Jackson. Now this came from, if you remember, yesterday's update when Cliff talked to Jess. They were talking about Nick and how Nick was coming after Jess because Cliff told Jess that Nick was coming for her. And Jess was like, why didn't Jackson put up Nick? Her theory is that Jackson has a final two with Nick. And Cliff was like, well, he's also close to Tommy. And she's like, oh, yeah, it's like a final three. So Jess has been saying that all day now, that they have a final three, Nick, Tommy, and Jackson. And this information got back to Nick, and now he is relaying that information to Tommy. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Tommy's going to talk with Christy after his talk with Nick. They discussed the pitch to save Christy, to essentially take Christy off the block, get Jess evicted. They're going to make that pitch to Jackson Holly a little bit later. And so they discuss the details of it. They also talk about Nick, in particular, that Tommy doesn't trust Nick. He recognizes that, like, Tommy has always recognized that Nick is in a nice, cushy spot, right in the middle of everyone. And everybody sees that, but nobody is overly concerned about it because there are bigger fish to fry. But I think especially with Nick talking about how he would have a tough time deciding between Sis or Tommy, Tommy's starting to realize that he can't rely on Nick and he does need to take Nick out at some point. And so Tommy talks to Christy about how he's actually been thinking about teaming up with Cliff to take Nick out. And this is Tommy talking to Christy. So, you know, this is his genuine thought. When he would talk to Nick about teaming up with Cliff, I was like, ah, but this is just Nick. When he talked to Nick about not targeting Cliff, I was like, ah, but this is just Nick. When he says it to Christy, we know it's genuine. He genuinely is considering this idea of teaming up with Cliff to take a shot at Nick. And I think that he wants Nick to take a shot at Jackson. And I think that's where Tommy is trying to push things right now. So that will be interesting to track over the next few days and into the next week. Tommy, Sis, Jackson, and Holly are going to be up in the HOH room. Tommy and Sis are going to make their pitch. And it's a hard pitch. It's a hard sell. We need to get the band back together. Let's do this. Christy is willing to promise whatever she needs to. She'll be a pawn. She'll not take a shot at you. She'll do whatever it takes that we'll get everyone back together. And that's how we make it forward. We'll be unstoppable. We'll be a force like the likes of which this game has never seen. We'll be so powerful. America will love it. Let's do this. Sis says, I worry that if Christy goes, you guys are going to be a big target and somebody's going to take a shot at you because Christy's gone. And, you know, so let's make this happen. We'll all get together. We'll swear whatever we need to. They're trying to do what Cliff does. They're trying to say, look, and that's what Jess tells Christy later. If Cliff can make a deal to save himself, why can't you? And the answer is that their word isn't golden in the same way that Cliff's is. They didn't have an opportunity to prove that their word is valuable. And so they're trying to do the same thing Cliff does, but it's not going to work because your word is not as solid. People can't rely on it. And so they try to make this pitch. They try to say, and we'll bring in Nick. Nick will be our sixth because we'd rather work with him than against him. And let's do this. Let's get everyone back together. Jackson says, all right, well, we've got a lot to think about. After they leave, Jackson talks to Holly, and it becomes clear. Holly has been convinced. Holly wants to make this happen. She is talking about, like, well, what are the ramifications? Like, let's do this. And Jackson is thinking about it. He is. You can see it. He's hesitating. He is like, oh man, he's thinking, he goes, no, I can't do it. I have to get Christy out. I took my shot. I have to stick with my shot. This might be my only opportunity. This might be my only HOH win. So, I got to do what I got to do. And Holly's like, I get that. But don't you think that this could work? I mean, don't you think that we could make this work? And yeah, I mean, they make a good point. Like, if Christy goes, then we are big targets. And he's like, no. It's we gotta take Christy out. She's like, I know. It's like she's I've been after her for so long. I can't. If I don't take a shot at Christy now and then I lose to her in the final five and I come in fifth place and she beats me, I'm gonna regret not having taken the shot. I can't do it. And Holly's like, okay, but like, what about Nick? Like, I'm worried about Nick. Nick is coming for me. And Jackson's like, I don't know. I feel like we're good with Nick. She's like, nah, but look, Jackson, I get like Christy is your white whale. Nick is my white whale. I think she's trying to play up this like, okay, you're slaying your beast, but wouldn't it be more chivalrous if you slayed mine instead? And I think that sort of that again got Jackson to like put his head down, like, no, I can't do it. Can't do it. No, I cannot let Christy stay in this game. She's going to beat me. I can't do it. I have to be selfish for the first time in my life. Holly says, okay, but aren't you concerned that Tommy and Sis won't have our backs anymore? What if they come for us if we send Christy home? And Jackson's just like, hey, look, if they really want to work with us like they claim to, then they'll work with us whether or not Christy goes. And if they want to target us after Christy goes, then so be it. I don't care if this is the smart move, if this is the right move. I have to take Christy out. It's my only shot. And this is why, like, a lot of people are like, oh, thank you, Jackson. Jackson is completely here, completely having the right read here. Like, oh, Jackson's so smart in this moment. My perspective on this is that Jackson is not necessarily, like, the smarter player here. even though this is a massive mistake by Holly to buy into that whole get the six pack together thing, it's more that Jackson just has this vendetta against Christy and it blinds him to being tricked, right? Does that make sense? So like he has tunnel vision about Christy. And oftentimes when we talk about tunnel vision in the game, it's a terrible mistake. It's that he has tunnel vision. He doesn't see that what he's doing is the wrong move, and he doesn't care if he's what he's doing is the wrong move. He's just going to move forward ahead and do the thing that his emotions require of him. However, in this instance, his tunnel vision is mostly correct, that this is the right move for him. And so because of the tunnel vision, all of the like other plans and manipulations are just bouncing off of him. And he looks like a genius that is unable to be manipulated because he is so has so much tunnel vision about this one particular move. And I think that's exemplified by the fact that he says to Holly, like, I don't care if this is the right move to make. I don't care if this is the smart thing. I have to take the shot. Even if I go home next week because of this, I have to do this. That's how Jackson feels. In the same way that like Holly accidentally, I think, did jury management with Christy, I think that Jackson is sort of accidentally making the right kind of move here. In the same way that Jess accidentally made the right move when she was HOH. Just because people are doing the right thing in the moment doesn't mean that you should disregard an entire season's worth of evidence that points them in a different direction. You should look at the reasons why they're making the moves that they're making. That's my perspective on it at the very least. So that's what we have from Holly and Jackson. The pitch was made. Jackson is not being swayed. He still wants to go after Christy. Nick, Jackson, and Holly are going to talk a bit after that. Nick lets them know that Jess has been saying that that him, Jackson, and Tommy have a final three. So now they're aware of that. It's just more evidence to point to the fact that they cannot trust Jess. That Jess is just... They were like, why is she like this? What is she doing? Christy is going to talk with Jess and say that, you know, they're trying to get Christy says, hey, we're trying to get Nick on the block. We're trying to get Nick on the block. Which is obviously not true. They're trying to get Jess on the block. I will say, Christy was saying, I wish we could do somebody other than Jess. But Jess is, in fact, the person that that they were trying to get on the block. But Christy's going to tell Jess that it's Nick, because obviously Jess wants Nick on the block. So we're trying to get Nick on the block, but it's not working. And so they go, well, what's another option? And so Christy and Jess start talking about Nicole. Why don't we try to get Nicole on the block? That would be perfect. It would benefit everyone. It would weaken Nick. It would be great. And Jess is all about it. Let's get Nicole on the block. Let's send Nicole home. Jess, why are you the way that you are? Honestly, Nicole being sent home probably does benefit most people in the house. One of the only people it does not benefit is Jess. And Jess is the person more than anyone else in the house that is targeting Nicole. Why? Nicole was talking to Jess earlier in the day, like telling her this like lovely story about how when she was in I think like middle school, she, you know, basically was just like a super sweet and nice person, and she befriended this person, and like she's just so nice and kind and sweet. And Jess, I think Jess doesn't like anytime Nicole is being nice, Jess gets angry. Doesn't like it. And later she's just going to continue to besmirch Nicole's name later in the night and encouraged Christy to try to get Jess to try to get Nicole up on the block and sent home because Jess really, really wants Christy to stay. She really, really doesn't want her to go home. So she will do whatever it takes to help Christy stay. So now Christy is like, OK, well, the Jess thing doesn't seem to be working right now. Let's maybe instead pitch that Nicole go on the block and we send Nicole home. So now Nicole is the one in some danger if Jackson or Holly end up being swayed in any way. Nicole, in the meantime, is going to talk to the cameras and says that she is worried about Nick and Jess together, not because she's worried about Jess, but because she's worried about Nick targeting Jess. She still feels that Jess is her friend and an ally and doesn't want Jess to be targeted and wants to protect Jess. She is still obviously concerned that Jess, you know, again, a few days ago, she was counting votes and she counted Jess and Nick as votes against her if she went on the block next to Sis or Christy. But she still feels like, who else does she have, I think, is sort of where she's coming from on that. So she, it's not like she completely trusts Jess, but I think that she is, especially after having like that, deep conversation with her earlier in the day, that I would hope that Jess is somebody that is still on board with me. I don't think she realizes that Jess is probably the person who is targeting her more than anyone else in the house right now, which is, to be fair, is still not exactly directly targeting her, but it's more than anyone else. So she talks about what she would do if she won HOH. And she runs through the people, she just made a deal with Jackson and Holly. She feels good with them. She obviously feels good with Cliff. She wouldn't put Jess on the block. She doesn't think Jess would put her on the block. So she's not going to put Jess on the block. She feels like Nick wouldn't target her yet. So that's, Nick is not an option. And that really just, you start to narrow it down. It just leaves basically Tommy and Sis. That Tommy and Sis are the people she would probably end up putting on the block if she were to win HOH. Good to know, but she says it's not locked in by any means. She also talked about, and I loved this, she hates when, side note, America, I hate it when people say they're going to give it like 110%. Or 200% or 120% or whatever. That's not the point of percentages. It goes to 100. It's percent. That's the point of a percent, is that it's out of 100. Why are you giving percentages over 100? That's like if somebody asked you how you're feeling out of 10 and they say 12. First of all, you're a dumbass. Because you can't follow simple directions. I love this. So that was funny. Nick, Tommy, and Sis are going to talk later. They are talking about... Tommy's now talking about Cliff and Nicole to Nick. He talks about how they are dangerous and he wishes that he could get Cliff on the block this week from Jackson, but he doesn't feel like he can do that. He doesn't feel like he can say that. And he's very correct in that. Jackson did mention to Holly that if any of those people even suggested that he put up Cliff, he would immediately shut it down, that he would be incredibly against that. He has a lot of respect for Cliff. He'll later talk to Holly about how he feels that if Cliff were to win the game, he would be very happy. And he would rather lose the game to Cliff than even people like Tommy and Sis at this point. You know, like, Cliff has never backstabbed him. Cliff is an honorable guy. And he's fought his way through this house and he has a lot of respect for that. So, Cliff and Nicole both, he's talking about, and they are really starting to win the respect of Jackson more so than the other side here. So something to note there. So They discuss, you know, now Sis and Tommy are talking about Nicole as a potential option. They start talking about how Nicole is dangerous. Nicole could win this game. And Christy goes and she makes a pitch to Jackson where she says this. She tries to sell Nicole down the river, tries to get her targeted. She says that, hey, think about it. Think about it. Nicole, she just slides by every week. We all talk about how she's not, you know, she's not dangerous. She's not, you know, she's not going to be a threat to anyone. She's not going to win anything. She's just going to make it all the way down to the end. She's going to win this whole thing. In some ways, because she's the least threatening, she's the most threatening in the house. She's going to win this whole thing. And she does whatever Nick says. So that's really dangerous. So what we should do is take me off the or sis, you know, obvious, but if you took me off the block, that would be like, woo, we'd like blow up the whole house. That would be bold, right, Jackson? You like bold. But if we put Nicole up on the block, what it does is it disarms Nick and it forces him to work with us. Right? Right? So then we've got Nick. Nicole is going home. She's a big threat to send home. And now Nick is forced to work with us and we move forward as a group together. And obviously I am not going to target you anymore. And it's going to be great. I like this. I like this. Got it. Jackson says, you know, you've given me a lot to think about. Give me a lot to think about. Let's do this. Christy leaves. Jackson and Holly are going to talk about this late in the night. This is one of the last things we're going to get to at the end of the night. Jackson discusses Christy's pitch with Holly. And they're just like, now they're pitching Nicole. No, we're not going to put up Nicole. Maybe we were stupid enough to put up Jess or Nick. We are not dumb enough to put up Nicole. Please. If we put up Nicole, then Cliff is pissed at us. Jess is pissed at us. Maybe we never, or we never even had Jess to begin with. Nick is pissed at us. And then, oh, great. It disarms Nick and forces him to work with us, meaning them, meaning they to get Nick. And everybody's pissed off at us and not them. No, that's so dumb. Who could have possibly come up with such a terrible plan? And Jess is like, somewhere in, this is when you cut to Jess somewhere in the house, like, whoa. So, because he calls it, why Nicole? Why pitch to get rid of Nicole to disarm Nick? Why not get rid of Nick to disarm Nick? They're so transparent. Holly is no longer buying into what they're selling at this point. Pitching Nicole was a step too far, even for her. And they are not into it. And this is when Jackson starts talking about, like, you know, Nicole and Cliff, they are a lot more trustworthy than these other people. These other people have screwed us over time and time again. And they're just worried. They're worried because we're closer to Nicole and Cliff than they are. And so they know that we're in a better position and they're terrified because they don't have anybody else. And so now they're trying to get us to take a shot at the other side so that they're mad at us and they get to sit back. No. This is what I'm enjoying about this season is that for the most part here, there's at least one person on each side that recognizes the dynamics of having three sides. And they're all still trying to position themselves in the middle of both sides. And you think that you've done a great job of it when you're in power. But the second you're out of power, it's no longer the case because other people recognize what they need to do to make things happen. And I have to say, personally, I feel like Cliff is doing by far the best job of navigating these waters. I've said this before. I feel like if Cliff was like 25 to 30 years younger, He would be so dangerous in this game because his only downfall right now is that he's going to have a really tough time making it to the final two based on the final three HOH competitions and how physical they are. Because he has now really found himself in a pretty good spot here for the most part. But again, even so, things are so even in this house. They are so even, and really anything can happen here. Next week, I think literally anyone can go home. I think Cliff and Tommy are probably two of the safer people in the house. But apart from that, it's so wide open and it could really go anywhere. And I think anybody could go home and I think anybody could win. I do. So we'll see. It's an interesting setup here. All right. Let me know if you have any questions here in the chat and we'll start to wrap things up soon. That was about the day that we had. We will have the veto ceremony today, which should be that the veto will not be used and one of Christy or Sis will be going home. And we'll have the roundtable tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern. I'll put the survey out on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. I'll have that out there if you want to fill that out in anticipation of the roundtable tonight. We'll rate the players and we'll talk about all of this crazy stuff. And then we will have, of course, tomorrow I'll be back 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. And then Wednesday, we'll be back to recap the Wednesday night episode of Big Brother 21. And I believe we've also got a Summer Stein heading your way. So stay on the lookout for that. Isn't Nick the goat of the season, though? I think Nick is one of the least likely people to win a jury vote, yes. But I don't think it's impossible. I still think anybody can theoretically win this game. Tammy, how does Nicole win the game? She goes to the final two with Cliff. He wins hands down. Does she recognize this? Does she recognize this? She hasn't really talked about it, so I can't say one way or another. But I can say that I think her path to the end is that she's not being targeted right now by really anyone except for maybe Jess. But Jess has bigger fish to fry. Jess is targeting Nick, and Nicole would be secondary at best. So Nicole is probably one of the most likely people to be able to skate by. I should say Nicole is one of the other safer people in the house. The problem is that nobody's targeting Nicole, but if she ends up on the block next to Cliff, she could actually go home because too many people think she's too close to Nick. So people like Jess and Jackson and Holly, I think, would all vote to evict Nicole over Cliff. And that's why I think Cliff is one of the safer spots at the moment. But I think her path to the win is that she gets to the end and people dramatically underestimate her in competitions. She's barely played in any of the vetoes, and she's come pretty close to winning some mental HOHs. I think that they really are dramatically underestimating her chances to win a mental comp, especially toward the end of the game. She knows her days better than anyone in that house, as far as I can tell. And I think that she can really pull off like a Paris there in the end. I think that's how she wins the game, if she can win it, which is not to say that she's great at the game, because look, anytime I see anywhere online somebody's like, oh, Nicole, she's so sweet, she's such a nice person, there's always somebody that has to point out, oh, she's terrible at the game though. Yeah, nobody said otherwise. We're talking about her as a person. It's thanks for your input though. How does Sis win? Sis wins by making it to the end with Nick, which is not that far-fetched. Let's see here. Will Holly dump Jackson? No, not in the game, at least. As of right now, who's my winner? Honestly, I have no idea. I think Tommy and Holly are in the best spots right now, still. But either one of them could go home as early as next week. Nobody is safe, and nobody is guaranteed anything right now. So It's a wide open field. Wide open field. Who do I think will win America's Favorite Player? I think it'll be Cliff. That's my guess. But I think Jackson has potential to make top three. at this point. Honestly, I think Jackson could end up being second place, especially like the more we see of this, you know, him being the underdog working with Cliff and Nicole. I don't think Nicole has been on the show enough to get America's favorite. So, I think it'll be like, I think it could be Cliff number one, Jackson number two, maybe Kat number three, depending on what kind of jury content she gets. Kemi was fantastic last night. I agree. She was great. Not having a clear-cut winner and being wide open is what Big Brother should be all about, says Mike. Yes, I agree. It's interesting. It's very interesting. Is Nick the worst player of the season? No. Do I think Christy will have enough votes to stay? No. It's not looking great. When do I think the double eviction will happen? Probably in a few weeks. In a few weeks. Probably not super soon, in my opinion. Do I think there'll be a buyback? I don't. I think that they would have handled things differently with Jack if there was a buyback. That's how I personally feel. But, you know, anything's possible. All right. Who is Nick loyal to? I think it's Sis. I think Nick wants to go to the end with Sis. I think he wants to be in the final three with Sis and Tommy. But I think he would take Sis over Tommy, and I think that's what Tommy has recognized and will work to rectify in some way or another. All right. That's what we have for you today. Thank you for joining me. As I mentioned before, you can find me tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern. I'll update you on everything that happens today on Big Brother 21 live feeds. Tune in tonight for the roundtable, 9 p.m. Eastern. We'll have some fun with that. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. And we have a lot of fun on there. And we have a book club going on. It's great. Find me there. You can buy a Taryn Show t-shirt if you want. You can check out the Taryn Show. I recently released the Taryn Show, the most recent Taryn Show, with Derek Levasseur from his house. It was very, very fun. Very good interview. I really, really recommend listening to Derek. He was very, very interesting. And yeah, check it out. Check it all out. The Taryn Show. Find it. All right. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. And I'll see you next time.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.